With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome to another edition of the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin. I'm the Director of Digital here at CMG, along with Cox Media Group media consultants Nathan Cucker and Nathan Porter. Today, we're talking about SEO, that's search engine optimization. And then later on in the show, we'll be talking about the role that terrestrial radio plays in your marketing mix. We're going to give you tips to make any of your DIY efforts more effective. But also, we're going to talk about some of the different techniques and technologies that we have to really set your marketing apart and put it into overdrive. First and foremost, Nathan Cucker, thank you for joining me again today, sir.
Absolutely. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. It's a sunny Saturday, and I'll take it even though we're indoors working a little bit. Nathan Porter, yeah. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
We are good.
Today we're going to confuse you with two Nathans. So, it's two Nathans sandwiched in with a Mark, right?
That's exactly right. And I'll call you just so anybody listening can know and so I don't confuse myself. I'll call you Nathan K, and then I'll call you Nate P. Does that sound fair, guys?
Great.
Perfect. Sounds great. All right.
So search engine optimization, or SEO, it's something that has long been on the tongues of people who are advertisers or marketers like ourselves. And it's something that if you have a website, you're involved in it, whether you realize it or not, right? But it's one of the things that it's still, even to people who are professionals at it and who work in it every day, it's still an element of mystery. And that's because it's optimization. It's not destination, right? So, gentlemen, what I mean by that, of course, is it's not something you can put in place or pay one flat fee for and it's done, right? You have to continually put in the effort to make sure that your search engine optimization for your business, for your website, is just that. And I want to give a little sort of a context of what it is, right? There was about 10 years ago where, believe it or not, over 98% of all business websites, they weren't optimized for mobile. So what that meant was smartphones were around then, but the websites you wanted to look up, you had to do the pinch and zoom on. And there's still a few out there that you have to do that. But that was a really, really big factor in search engine optimization. And not only that, it was what kind of keywords are embedded into your URL, which is your address, right? So, for instance, if you're a flooring company in Jacksonville, if your business name was Jacksonville Flooring and Repair, and you had www.jacksonvilleflooringandrepair.com, you had a huge advantage to your competitors because literally the name of your business and your website were the words that people were going to search. So Google's going to index you, which means put you right in that place. And then the way people are looking is really going to speak to basically the authority and the expertise that your website provides. And so it made you come up really good. And then, the game and the technology evolved, and so did the consumer. So a lot of different things started to come into play as far as what other keywords are you associated with it, like best flooring contractor near me, custom flooring, right? Or what comes along with flooring can oftentimes be like a built-in or maybe some extra fixtures along. And so all these other pieces started to add into it to where a consumer who's looking for somebody, maybe they don't realize it, but they need to find you. And that's where other things started to come into play after keywords. And basically where we are now is if you don't have content that speaks to what people are saying in voice search, then you're still not going to come up. So I wanted to give, the kind of 30,000 foot and 30 second overview of what search engine optimization is, was, and has become. And also, if you listen to this show a year from now, it's going to be different, I'm pretty sure, right? But I wanted to just start a dialogue and kind of kick it off. And Nathan Kay, I'm going to start with you. I'll give you a really broad question, so have fun with it and please share your expertise. But why is SEO, search engine optimization, important?
Sure, absolutely. I love talking about SEO. I mean, I could probably talk about SEO pretty much for a couple of hours here. And honestly, Mark, the way that you were talking about SEO, that's like You make it sound so easy. You know, it's like, oh, it's 30,000 feet. But really, when it comes to SEO, man, it is something that is crazy technical and crazy hard. You know, I always got to laugh at people when I ask them about their SEO. And I'm like, you know, so do you do SEO? And they're like, yeah, I do SEO. Oh, really? Like, well, what company do you use, or how much does it cost? And they'll tell me, well, you know, we get it pretty cheap, you know, $250 or $500, or I have my brother-in-law doing it. And, you know, I have to laugh at them, because to do like real SEO, you might as well just give that person money to have them put it in your pocket, because you're really not getting anywhere. You know, I want to elaborate a little bit on what you said about SEO back in the past. And I think some people are still stuck on this, where you have SEO today is offline and online content. So what I mean by that is, back in the day, you know, like your 10 years ago, companies used to try to cheat Google by putting a whole bunch of keywords. Like, so your flooring example, they might make a paragraph with like hardwood flooring mentioned in that paragraph like 10, 12 times. So you would read that paragraph and you'd be like, hardwood floor, come to hardwood floor and hardwood floor. And you're just like, this doesn't make any sense here.
Yeah.
So Google recognized this and they're like, you know what? People are trying to cheat us. I mean, you can cheat the IRS, but you can't cheat Google. So every once in a while, they do these crawlers and they make sure that, you know, you're abiding by the rules. And if you're not up to date, you know, I know the responsive website that just came out 2 years ago, where if you didn't have a responsive website, you would get dinged. So yeah, Google,
like the Mobilegeddon, right?
Exactly. Mobilegeddon. You're exactly right. That's what they called it. And I forget what the most recent one is, a pig, or they call it animals. But, you know, yeah. Google is something that, like I said, you have your online, which is your website, which, you know, changes your meta tags, your backlinks, your broken links. Like, that's like the basic of basic stuff, where that might be who you're paying your brother-in-law $200 to do. But then you have your offline stuff, which is content. And that's where we're really going nowadays, is content. And to take it even further, it's the zero click, to have content where you don't need to click on something. And I'm telling you right now, this is the new thing that's going to happen in 2 years. Voice, yep. With your Alexa and your Google. So if you're not preparing for that right now, good luck, because you can't just rely on your URL, Jacksonville hard floor, and dictate to the top. So, and then also, just to be clear, what we're talking about with SEO is getting you up to the top position organically in Google. So not your SEM, organically. So I'll talk a little bit more, but I'll let Nate P join in a little bit here.
Yeah, if you would, Nathan K, hold that thought on organic versus paid. And also, I just want to touch on voice search again, but keep that in your head, and we'll bring that up towards the end of this segment. And if you're just joining us, you're with the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the digital director with Local Solutions and CMG and WOKV. And I'm here with two Nathans today, and we're talking about search engine optimization. Nathan K just gave us a really good rundown of why it's important. Nate P, I want you to kind of expound on that and give, you know, from your expertise and all the tenure you have in the field, of how that plays overall into an integrated marketing campaign.
Sure. Yeah. No, you're right. That was a great rundown, Nathan K. It is. It's kind of a complex thing. Generally, I don't know if how much you guys just do basic research or have done basic research on SEO. If you start looking at it, it looks like just pull up basically what is SEO on a search engine. It comes back. They simplify it really well. But what I guess some business owners don't understand is it's very complex. There's a lot of things to it, and it just keeps evolving over the years, and the trends that keep on, you know, spinning. So, you know, when you're considering it in your marketing campaign, it's really something that needs to kind of be before the marketing campaign, as kind of an investment for your business that really kind of keeps on giving back as you invest more time and energy into it. You know, talking with a professional about SEO is kind of detrimental to your, not only your business, but your website. So if you want, you know, most businesses are on the internet now. A lot of people do their e-commerce, and they, you know, it's the way they sell their product, or just kind of just tell their brand name or get across what they do. Right. So it's, you know, it's important to set that foundation for your SEO and in terms of helping your business grow online and just funneling your traffic. It's one of those things for businesses that you can control. You know, you can't really control how customers react to your product or your service, but you can control how well your presence is online and how many people you can funnel to your website.
I like that. Something I've often told not only people that have worked for me, but people I've worked with in the form of advertisers, controlling what you can control. I mean, that's the name of the game. And you're absolutely right. You can control the effort you put into your search engine optimization. And Nathan Kay, going back to what you were mentioning a second ago with, you said, zero click search, position zero is something else that's referred to. And, listeners, if you're unfamiliar, if you have a smart device in your home, whether it's a speaker or an Alexa, or if you use Siri on an iPhone, or if it's a Google Home device, that's where zero click or position zero search happens. And what I mean by that is you're going to say, hey, Google, where is the best pizza near me? And so that information is then taken and it's sent to the search engine, and then it spits back out results for you. And Google's job is to give the best results in the quickest amount of time with the easiest amount of understanding. So what that means is people are using this more and more and more. And when I say more and more and more, Nathan Kay, I'm sure you know this, but more than half of all searches right now, today, more than half are zero-click searches, meaning people aren't doing a follow-up action, right? Whether that's through a voice search, as in, okay, give me directions how to get there. Okay, do they have any specials? Okay, when do they close? Right? Those would be a follow-up action on a voice command. And of course, on a phone or on a PC or a laptop, it would be clicking through to find out more information to a landing page, or maybe on the Google My Business link to get more information. But it's just not happening. And that's because they're getting the results they need. And I wanted to get a little technical because Nathan Kay, I'm going to ask your opinion, but I'm sure you're familiar. The BERT update that happened in September of last year, it stands for bidirectional encoder reporting of transformers, right? So that's a super fancy way to say that crawlers and bots and spiders are able to understand the words people are saying, and that bidirectional means they spit it back to Google and it makes more sense, right? Mm-hmm. And I say that to say, when you were saying hardwood and it said it 10 or 12 times, it was the word that gained relevancy and made those things pop up. And like you said, Google said, yeah, the word's there, but you're really not delivering the results that our customers need. So we're going to have to push you down. Sorry about that. And that's because this guy over here, he had an article that said, what's the best way to install hardwood flooring? The title of that article was a really popular question, and his content really gave people options and gave them action items. So he's going to get above you, right? And so that's again, another kind of 30,000 foot view, but I wanted to kick it back to you, Nathan Kay, and I want you to share, you know, a little more of your experience in that zero click and in these best practices in current day for SEO.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, content is king. To your point, like when people were saying the keywords and they were having it in their website, it wasn't relevant. Like people, it was like, what exactly does that mean? Now, people, Google especially, really wants you to have that content, like you were saying. It's content, because I don't know about you, but when I type in something, you know, what's wrong with my arm, or what's wrong with my child coughing, and I can see that right away. I know people that are listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the first thing that comes up where you can read it. These are very impactful. And to go back to the voice thing you were saying, the reason why voice isn't as popular as what it's going to be, or I should say the companies, why it's not perfected yet, I should say, is because of slangs and how people were saying things. I mean, it's completely different how a Northeasterner is saying it compared to a Southerner or someone from Europe. You know, it's completely different. So they have to almost perfect it. And they are. I mean, and like I said, in 2 years. So what I do with my clients is, especially for SEO, I have a veterinarian, okay, an animal hospital. And I am looking for the future for him. And I'm sitting down and I say, look, what are the most common things that people come in here asking for? Well, one of the most common things is, what happens if my dog eats chocolate? Perfect. So we're making an article, what happens when my dog eats chocolate? So when someone types that in, because there's a heck of a lot of searches, information comes right up and they can read it right from there. So like I said, there's more that we can talk about this. But Nate P., do you have anything else?
No, that's it, man. You know, touching on voice, that's the future by far. Everybody's adapting to it. I remember when voice first came out, I had friends in Tennessee. They had Siri at iPhones, and I at that particular time I had a BlackBerry, and I remember seeing them trying to talk into their phone, and Siri would spit back exactly what they said, and then it would come to no conclusion because it wouldn't pick up on their accent in Tennessee. But certainly voice is the future, and I look forward to seeing what happens.
Wow, those are both case in point. I appreciate you sharing that, and the dogs and chocolate. You shared that with me before, and I'm thrilled not only with the results that we're achieving, but basically how that's going to help all the people that need that specific help. And I can't stress enough, you know, we're going to take a quick break, but if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, give us a call. My number is 245-8878, or shoot me an email. It's mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com. We have a wealth of tools in our tool belt to really execute for anybody who needs to get their message in front of the right person at the right time. So give us a call and let us know. We'll be right back. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
All right, welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the digital director with Local Solutions and CMG and 104.5 WOKV. With me today are Nathan Cucker, a senior media consultant, and Nate Porter, another great media consultant of ours. And we just wrapped up talking about SEO and the importance it plays. And honestly, we could do an hour and a half show on this alone and still not be done. But I want to change gears for a second. I always like to get just a little color and texture to you know what we do for a living. And I'll start, but I wanted to ask you guys, what's like a slogan or a tag that you always remember that like you wish you didn't? And basically like your least favorite effective campaign to speak in. And I'll start it off. The one that sticks out to me, and this kind of goes back, but I just, I don't know. I never understood why it had like the slogan that it did. And I never really realized, or I could never figure out at least who they were trying to reach. And it was, I'll sing. So please bear with me, everyone. But it was, the Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. I never understood why I would see that commercial in the South or on the East Coast when all they're talking about is San Francisco, the West Coast, right? And they would show people on the cable cars and going through and a family having fun. But I never understood, aside from the fact that, you know, some three decades later, I still remember the jingle, but I couldn't figure out. I was like, what's the point of this? You know? And when we had it, I was like, I think I like Stovetop better anyways, you know? But it always bugged me because even as a kid, I was like, why do I need this? Why do I like this? So, and then that goes a little bit farther. When I was really young, my dad was in the army and we lived in Germany when I was a kid. And my mom said that I never came inside. I always played outside. But when I came inside, I wouldn't watch TV, but I'd watch the commercials. And that's what I did when I got back to the States too. So maybe that's why I'm sitting here right now. But I'm curious, gentlemen, whoever wants to go first, what's the one like that sticks out for you?
That's funny you said that. I remember that one, the Rice-A-Roni. I don't really have a particular one that sticks out in my head, but I can tell you this. After doing some looking up on the search engines, some particular slogans or tags or commercials that kind of stick out through the years with the big brands, I can tell you this. A lot of them would not fly nowadays. I think you have to put a lot of thought into your slogan now, and you really have to – although it might be funny or cute or gimmicky, now we have a way more hypersensitive audience these days, and you really have to give a lot of thought into it. So I'll just leave that there for what it is. And Nathan Kay, do you have anything that sticks out in particular?
Well, yeah. So Mark, you didn't like the San Francisco treat, but you liked the Stovetop was, what was Stovetop's slogan? That was Oh man, I forget. It'll come to me later, but you know, it has the kid on the phone. It says, "What time are you eating?" Well, I'm eating at 7. And what time are you eating?
Oh yeah.
8. Oh, I'm having Stovetop twice. So, those commercials back in the 80s and 90s, love them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's funny. There are a lot of brands that I see that when I go to the like grocery store, like for instance, Good. You know, every time I see Campbell's soup, You know, I like to do that. But the commercial and the slogan that is actually really recent right now, that I don't understand it, and I don't even know really what they say or the correlation between it. It's the new Liberty commercial where it's like something emu and Doug.
Liberty.
No, no, that's the kid. It's the one with the emu. Like it's like
Limu emu.
What is it?
Limu emu.
Why? And what is that? Like, I don't quite understand what the emu is and what it, I don't know. So every time I see it, it just rubs me the wrong way because I don't understand it and I don't know what they're saying. And from that, I would probably never go and buy Liberty Insurance because of that. But all I know is that when it plays my son, who's 8 months old, stops what he does and looks at the TV because he just likes the jingle. But to your point, Mark, though, I mean, once, and that's like, that's gold. That's marketing gold. If you can get people to start singing your slogan, you got them because they remember that. You know what I mean? Like jingles back in the day were so popular. Now really the jingles aren't really a thing too much, but man, you think back in the 80s, you know, where's the beef or De Beers, a diamond is forever, or during the holidays, every kiss begins with K. So, you know, a really good Nike, just do it, you know. So a really good marketing slogan can really make or break you. But you're right, Nathan, with a lot of the stuff that was back in the day couldn't really fly today. So melts in your mouth, not in your hand. I never understood that because those melt in my hand.
Yeah, they do.
That's exactly right. And of course, leave it to a kid to figure that out the hard way. And then what happens? Mom has to buy more. I think they might have they might have known what they were doing. Yeah.
They also melt on the couch and in the car.
Oh, man. I guess time doesn't escape any of us in that respect now that we've all grown up from that. It's too funny. But you're right. You know, I think the consumer is different. The attention span is different. And also the level of intent is different as well. So all of those things are incorporated into what we hear. I appreciate you sharing that, guys. I always like to take a quick turn to remember that, you know, what we do for entertainment purposes is not only relative to advertising, but involved in advertising. So I appreciate you humoring me in that. We're going to take a quick break. But again, if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, or how it would work with your business, give me a call at 245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com. And we're having a great time. It's a fun Saturday. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the Digital Director with Local Solutions and CMG and 104.5 WOKV. With me today are Senior Media Consultant Nathan Cucker and Media Consultant Nate Porter. We've been talking about SEO a little bit today. We've also talked about some slogans that really stick out and how those posit in front of guests. And I want to take a second to not take a step back, but take a step above, right? And talk about the fact that where we are right now, terrestrial radio on the air, hopefully someone is a business owner and they're driving to Home Depot to get something for their lawn or their garden, or maybe they're going to, you know, an early bird special with a family, or maybe they just got through with 18 and they're going to have a quiet one at hole 19, right? But if you're listening to this, this is what we do for a living, and we want to share with you guys what it means and what we can do to help. So I want to talk a little bit about just the role that terrestrial radio plays in conjunction with a digital play and really what the effectiveness is on that. So, you know, I want to start off with just by definition and the real world placement of that, you know, an integrated marketing solution of terrestrial radio and digital. What does that look like to you? And what's the first like three things that come to mind in that?
Yeah, I'll jump in here. The one thing I always tell people, whether they start off with radio or they start off with digital and they want to integrate one or the other into their marketing plan, is radio drives search. I'm a big proponent of radio. I think it's, you know, a great service, great, you know, ultimate word of mouth marketing element. But, you know, it drives search. No matter what you hear on the radio, we were just talking about voice search, whether on Google or, you know, Siri, whatever you're using. It doesn't really matter what you hear. Your first reaction these days, and it's going to keep growing, is you're going to probably pick up your phone or hit your command button on your steering wheel, and you're going to search for whatever commercial you just heard, and whether it be, you know, primary or secondary, and you're going to figure out either where the location is or what it does, or just a general search. And radio is a tremendous driver for anything that involves digital, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it gives your brand that voice. You know, what is it that you're trying to convey to them? Because while search obviously is an essential in my mind, it doesn't give your company a voice. Like, it doesn't really let people know what you stand for. You can't build a relationship on search. You know, it's the printed word, like when you see on a screen, like, okay, like, I'm there for you, or, you know, you can say anything you want in the ad, but, like, you don't feel it. You know, it's not like with, like, radio where you can do the theater of the mind. You know, like, you know, you can have an ad, like, you know, yeah, someone like, you're, you know, like, dripping of water. Oh, my roof's leaking. Like, oh, okay. Like, if anyone was in the market for a roof, they know exactly what I'm talking about. So
the haunt of that sound, right?
Yeah, like, you know, that dripping sound, and maybe you get like a pot and you have the doop, bloop, and it keeps you up all night. Like, everyone knows what that is. Whether you're in the market for a roof, an air conditioner, a car, or whatever, like, we were talking about slogans and jingles. Well, how do you think they got that? They got that by using radio and TV, like something that gives them that voice. So when someone goes online and they need a hardwood flooring, because that seems to be a theme this show, when they see the company and they heard you on the radio, they're more likely to make that second action. And that's really what it is. Radio is to get noticed. You know, it's get noticed and be found and convert. You know, that's what Cox Media, that's what we preach. You know, get noticed, radio. Be found online, and then that person, perfect person, is going to convert for you. But yeah, if you're not doing two of them, if you're not doing the SEO, and someone hears a commercial about hardwood flooring, and you're nowhere to be found, you are no way, no how going to be in their preference into trying to buy you. I mean, good luck. Like, you can only rely on word of mouth and referrals for so long until you need some extra kindling in the fire. So radio is just that accelerator.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to add too, and if you're listening, we're able to put, if you've never done radio and you have digital in place and you want to know what Nathan's referring to, or just simply, you know, get an example, we can do spec spots for businesses to kind of let them hear what their message would sound like. So give us a call and let us do that for you and kind of show you how we put the theater to mind work.
Yeah. And Nate, if you would expand a little bit on when you say a spec spot, what does that mean?
So we would essentially just put your commercial together for you, whether it be a 15 second, a 30 second, or a 60 second commercial. We would go over your differentiators from your competitors, what your business is about, the key bullet points about your business that the audience needs to hear it in order to really spark that, you know, drive search. So whether it be a 15, 30, or 60, we can put it together for you and really add context to your business and let people kind of visualize why, you know, you have the commercial in the first place.
So if a business has a tagline to their business, but they don't maybe have a slogan, can they still do a spec spot?
Absolutely.
That's something that we can help with, right?
That's it.
See, that's the beauty of it. I'm really glad, Nathan Kay, that you brought up theater of the mind, because what we're talking about is the imagination, right? And that imagination, it's a huge part of the two things that any advertising has to do. It has to. What does it have to do, right? It has to solve a problem, but it has to make people happy, right? If the awareness through terrestrial radio happens and that message makes sense to them and they have a vision, for lack of a better word, of what that is, and then they can find you to act on that, there you go, right? That's the special sauce, so to speak. So I'm really, really glad you brought that up. I want to get into it a little bit more. on why that's important or how that comes into play. Because you mentioned the dripping roof, Nathan Kay, and I want to allude to a specific spot that I know of. One has worked for us, but two just is really near and dear to me. Again, if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, or just want to know what it is that we might be able to do for you, give us a call at 245-8878 or shoot me an email. It's mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com. Again, with me today are Nathan Kay and Nate P. We've been talking about SEO, search engine optimization today, but we've pivoted to radio and the importance it still plays in this fast-paced world, because there's a lot of ways to listen to the radio, for one. And remember, it's like Nathan Kay said, one of our foundational principles is, awareness, be found, convert, right? And I think I got that out of order just now, but it's the idea of the awareness through radio. And you want to achieve that, you have to achieve that, but then the action and the communication through digital, right? One doesn't really work without the other. And Nathan Kay, a second ago, you talked about the sound of if you're listening to the radio, whether it's streaming or if it's in your car or, at the office, hoping some people have, gotten to go back in, you hear that and it's a haunting sound if you've heard it before and you know you have to act on it. To where if someone hears that, they're going to remember, they're going to associate that sound with the solution, which is your business. And what are they going to do? They're going to go on their phone and look it up. But you had a spot with one of your advertisers, and the opening sound was the whimper of a dog. And I'm a huge dog lover, had them my whole life. And if you're an animal lover, if you're a dog lover and you hear that, the first thing you think of is the little pupper at home and you can't wait to get back and they're thrilled to see you. You want to make sure they're okay, right? And if you and the family have to go out of town and traveling with it isn't a good thing, you know that you want them in good hands. And that spot alluded to those things specifically. And I wanted you to touch on why something like that is important, but also, another aspect of that or another radio success if you have one in your back pocket there, Nathan Kay.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I got all kinds of stuff in my back pocket. But before I go on, I know that we were talking about this over the break. One more thing about SEO. I'm feeling crazy. It's a Saturday here. It's Father's Day weekend, my very first Father's Day week.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. So, and I think you too, Nathan Porter, right? This is your first one too. Yeah. I'm feeling gracious. So if you're doing SEO right now and you're confused if you're doing it the right way or not, but even if you, whatever, just give me a call. And for the first five people that call in, what we'll do is we will give you a full SEO audit breakdown, and this will be no charge, free of charge to you guys. And this will show exactly like how you're doing, some keywords, where you're ranking. It's very thorough. A lot of huge businesses use this stuff. But if you're the first five callers to call in, we will give this to you for free. So, So going back to the radio, the reason why I did what I did is because most times when something happens, like let's just say, the roof is dripping, no one goes in, sits in their car and waits for a commercial to come on and then goes to the first roofer that comes on. It doesn't happen.
Right.
Most of the time, you're only trying to reach like 3%, 4% of the audience, because 96% of the audience doesn't really care what you have to say, but you're trying to stay in their minds for when they do need something. So really hitting that point with the dog whimpering, it's family, you really want to treat your family member like you would treat like your daughter, your son, or your wife. I want that to resonate. So that's why I did what that is. It's more so of thinking of the future of that person that's going to own an animal. And I do that a lot with my ads. Like, I'm the people that do the direct response. There are times and like events, like if you have a show coming up or something like that, then that might work. But other than that, direct response really doesn't work. And I hate when clients come to me and try to have campaigns that do that, because it fails more times than not. So, but really looking for the future at those people that need a car maybe 2 years down the road, and then they'll think of an Arlington Toyota, or if they need a security company, they can think of Safe Touch. So, Nate, what do you think?
Yeah, no, you're spot on. you know, whenever, like you said, 96% of the listeners at that particular time don't really care what your message is or what you're saying. It's, I always use an example of, the last time I needed tires, I was living in Denver, cold out. The inconvenience of having to get all your tires changed or one of them blow out, it kind of like keeps, it sticks in your mind. It's constantly rotating in your mind. Like, I need new tires. I need new tires. I got a busy schedule. I need to get to it, but I need new tires. Crap. I have to go to this next meeting, but I still need new tires. So kind of having that radio message replay over and over in your mind, and the brand awareness that's associated with it in your particular brand and company, that's when radio pays off. And that's the, you know, that's the great thing about advertising. I had another point I was going to get to it, but I already lost it. But yeah, no, to just to further your point, radio is just a, it's a tremendous resource, a great brand awareness service, and a great branding campaign for your company.
Yeah. And you know, to your point, gentlemen, and also Nate P, I want to make sure to extend to you when the five free audits that Nathan K has offered, when those exhaust, which I'm pretty sure they'll go pretty quickly, because that's something that not a lot of companies do. Not a lot of companies have the resources to perform that at no cost, but the five we get after that, we'll perform those for you as well.
We'll talk about that offline. We'll talk about that offline.
I feel confident I can make it happen. So, yeah. But the reality is, like you said, 96%, it won't matter, but the 4% that it does matter to, right? Those are the people you want. Reason is I've worked with a lot of attorneys and a lot of accountants, you know, professional service people throughout the years. And, what I would commonly hear is, well, I work off of referrals. And I say, I would hope so, right? Anybody in any industry worth their salt should be able to handle a referral from a business associate or a friend. But what is that referral going to do before they get to you? They're going to do research, right? Where's that research going to happen, right? And then if they're in the thought of doing research, or if they've just done it and then they hear your name after that, they're going to realize that they're working with a pro and they're going to work with someone that they can trust, right? And I extend that just a little bit more. The reason the phone book used to work is no one thumbed through the yellow pages, scrolled down with their finger, found what they needed, said, okay, I'm going to call them in 2 weeks. No, they did it right then because it was top of mind and they needed something. They had a problem solved, right? And then beyond that, this is what I call the grocery store rebuttal. So I would ask one of the professional services, professionals that I was working with. I said, let me ask you, if you were in the grocery store line, you pulled out your wallet and you pull out your credit card because you're going to pay for your groceries, and one of your business cards falls out, and the person behind you picked it up, saw that card, and said, hey, I've actually been thinking about this a lot, and I need some help with this. Can you help me with that? My question is then, just because they didn't come from a referral, does that mean you're not going to take it?
Right.
And the easy answer is, well, of course not. I say, great, because the best referral you can get nowadays is Google, right? And so that all comes really full circle of the fact of, what you get versus what you do. And you're in business, you know, to earn. And if people are looking for what you do, let them find you. Let them hear about you. We're going to take a quick break. But if you have any questions at all, if you want to get that free site audit, let us know. Give us a call. It's 245-8878. Or if you want to just shoot me an email with your business website address in it, it's mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com. We're going to take a quick break and be right back to wrap up.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
All right, welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin. I'm the Digital Director with Local Solutions and CMG and 104.5 WOKV. I've been joined today with Nathan Cucker, Senior Media Consultant, and Nate Porter, another one of our great media consultants. And as we wind down, I want to ask a question. I was talking with my wife about, we're making weekend plans. I was like, well, hey, I got to do the show. But then, you know, right around that, all my other time is yours. She goes, okay, well, I'll think of something. And she'll usually go for a run or something along those lines. But I asked her, I said, well, I know what you do for a living. She's a teacher. So I know she teaches people and she coaches and things like that, but I don't specifically know what it is. I said, I do advertising. I do marketing. What do you like about what I do? She goes, well, I don't really know what you do, but I know you work with social media. And she goes, I love Instagram ads. I said, oh, okay, why? She goes, I just feel like it's something that my friends are showing me, and there's not a lot to it. It's a picture I can scroll through. If I like it, great. If not, I move on. It's so different than everything else. And I really – that took me back. I was like, man, that's a really good way to put that. So I think I'm going to start positioning it as such for our social campaigns. But I wanted to ask, you know, you two as new fathers, and you have better halves, and I'm a happily married man, so I have a better half versus other half. But I wanted to see if you had a similar story, or from a social media standpoint, in you know, a minute or two, what you had to add to that. Nate P., if you want to go first, or
yeah, I'll go. No, I love that. I'm in the same boat she is. I'm a big fan of Instagram. I don't like the overabundance or hyper. I don't know what you want to call it. I think Facebook has entirely too much content. I like it much simpler. Instagram is the way I go. In particular to advertising and marketing, I think Instagram does a better job in that it has less content to kind of cloud, you know, what they feed you in terms of what you like. I've been served a lot of ads that are very specific to what I search on Instagram and what my, you know, what are some of the things I follow or some of the accounts that I follow. And I think they do a great job of that. It's very narrow. It's less clutter. That's where I stand on social media and how I, my bias towards it. But in terms of advertising, yeah, I think Instagram has less to compete on the content data side. So it hyper focuses on what you like in particular when you search on that platform. But that's where I stand.
Nice. Nathan Kay, what do you think?
You know, I always joke with my wife because she's the social media queen. She's always on it. You know, I always like to joke with her and go, did you find the end of it yet? Like, did you get to the end? Because she's constantly like flipping through with her thumb and just going. I'm like, oh, my Lord, sweetie, you've been on for how long? I'm not a big social person just because, I don't need to let people know what I'm eating or where I'm at. I'm more of a private person. But my wife, on the other hand, oh, my God, she clicks and goes and follows and everything else. But on the same token, I know how impactful social media marketing is because that's a whole other topic that we can talk about, because that's just as important today, especially as radio, as search engine marketing, like huge, because a lot of people are going to ask referrals from their parents or friends or get advice from social media. So the stuff that we can do nowadays with social media is insane. And of course, we're partners with Facebook. There's only a couple of these partners out there, and we're neck and hand in hand, elbow to elbow with Facebook. So we always know the latest and greatest stuff, and the ads that we can make and the targeting is just amazing. So that's another thing. Contact us. Let us talk to you about your social media as well. I know we're running out of time here, and I'll throw it back to you, Mark.
Yeah, that's a great point. The resources we have, to give a little more context to that, we have teams of people with direct lines to Facebook. There's something called Blueprint Certification, which is the highest level of understanding and ability in Facebook. The people that manage all of our campaigns are certified as such. And a quick tidbit as we close out is Facebook owns Instagram. So keep that in mind for, you know, that extension, that relevant content, that, again, the awareness through radio, right, the action through digital. That's what it's all about. So, gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for your time. I want you to enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I wish both of you a great inaugural Father's Day. Congrats to you both. I'm very happy for you. That's all we have for this week of the Marketing Advisor Show. Again, listeners, if you have any questions or you'd like to set up the free website audit or do a no obligation, you know, call, whether it's through Skype or Zoom or Microsoft Teams, to talk about your business's marketing strategy, give me a call at 245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin, that's chaplin@cmg.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on 104.5 WOKV.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.